Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. Today, we're bringing you the best of the Health and Wellness Podcast.
Be about moving forward.
About moving forward. So, right. how do you believe that you can start in applying?
Okay, well, I believe you start applying by, number one, deciding that it is possible. Because remember, the internet at one point was somebody's pipe dream. You know?
Right, mm-hmm.
Decide that it's possible, and then decide what you can do right now in order to make the dream bigger. For example, it'd be awesome if I could own my own dog training kennel, you know, and just have something that's mine and have employees and just make some decent money. Obviously, I'm nowhere near that right now, but you know what I can do right now is, you know, build a website or write up my training curriculums or, you know, like little things or try to advertise better. There are little steps that I can take that might open up other doors for me. Maybe if I advertise better, I'll get some more clients, and then those clients' money will go toward the dream, you know?
Yeah, that is
there are
very
those little
true.
Like almost like back alleys to get to where you want to go.
Having
and I believe
a
that
step
if,
by
if you're
step.
Clever enough to find them.
Right. And having having your goals, but also having goals to achieve the big goal, you know?
Exactly.
So having those steps that work towards, and nothing towards your ultimate goal, no matter how small it is
ever a waste of time.
Exactly. It's still going to make an impact in the long run, no matter how small it may be. So like Mariano with his business, he has his own business cards, things that he can give out. So when he's speaking to people about it, and it's little things like that that will help. And some people may think that, oh, people only use, you know, like social media to network and to market. But there is old, just good, solid, tried and true old fashioned methods as well. Just the simple fact of having a business card and giving those out. And I mean, I personally am still impressed when somebody hands me their business cards. And I ask for business cards also when people discuss with me certain, like their businesses and things. I always ask for a business card. I always ask if they have something on them that I can keep and that I can reference back to.
You know what, too, though? Mm-hmm. Like, can I propose this idea to you? More so than the physical business card, it's important. The reason the business card is important to me is not because it's something that I can hand to you, but because it kept me focused on the goal. Because sitting there designing the business card meant I was spending time focusing on the right thing and not Facebook, you know?
Right.
So it's about where your head is. It could be the ugliest business card on the planet, but the point is if I made one and someone else didn't, I put in the effort.
Very true.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, that definitely makes sense. And just being willing to, you know, another thing I think that self-made people, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but is just also doing new things and just trying it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to become the result of it. And if you have a passion and if you have something that is within you that you just cannot shake, like you can't let it go, no matter how big or how small the idea is, whether it's something that you just want to affect just your community, if it's something that you just want to affect, you know, the people around you on a national level, on an international level, whatever it may be, like dreams, how you said, like the internet at one time was somebody just dreaming of it. And,
exactly.
You know, all these video games that we have, all the, you know, technology that we have around us is just somebody was thinking to themselves, hey, wouldn't this be cool? Or, hey, you know, I don't like this, so I think that this would be a better way to do something, or this would actually help people like me make some things easier for us, or
right.
just, you know, it doesn't matter. And nowadays, because we do have the internet, because we do have other ways to research, to connect, it really does have to do with just trying it. And like you said, having that vision and staying focused, because it really is easy to get distracted. And it's easy, I think, also on the flip side with the internet, it can be, you know, hard and difficult and discouraging, maybe even when you are researching things and you see other things in your respective industry or respective craft that you may say, oh, I'll never be like that, or oh, there's no way I could get it to that type of scale, you know. So don't let things that you're seeing around you discourage you. Let it motivate you. Let it say, like,
exactly.
Hey, I didn't know that this idea somebody else had it, and look at how big it's gotten. Now you figure out how you can make it bigger for yourself, or what is your spinoff from what they have, what makes you different, what makes you unique, and what it is that you're offering different and unique that this bigger company doesn't offer, or bigger company isn't considering. And then boom, take their customers and boom, you big now, you know. And think.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we were just in the middle of discussing, like, why the social norms, which I think actually this segues perfectly when you think about it, that's what I consider this to be, is the whole, the crabs in a barrel, you know, what would you call this, like, phenomenon?
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before, right? Like, where it's said that, like, if you put a bunch of crabs in a barrel and one tries to climb out and is actually, like, kind of making headway, for whatever reason, the rest of the crabs will drag him back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's no... But that's interesting to me, because, like, dragging him back in doesn't get you any closer to getting out. You know? But I guess that's just the way that they're hardwired. And the reason why that was such a big deal when I read it was because the same thing kind of applies to human behavior. I was talking to a few different psychologists because I was reading this new book, and they were saying kind of the same thing, that the reason why, like, what was being discussed at the time was this.
Mm-hmm.
When you decide to make, like, a change in yourself, you know, mm-hmm. people notice you're acting different. They take it as you're being fake. You're, you know, like, you're not, this isn't the real you. But they were saying that if you decide to make a change, that's the mm-hmm. real you. You've decided to make this change. The reason why people don't like it or rubs them the wrong way is because it messes with their idea of who you are. So they're resisting your change because it challenges them. It's more like, hey, you don't have the mental, like, handle on me that you thought you did. Does that make sense?
In a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what was being said by these two guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they were like, if you decide to do something, no matter what it is, it's, if it's coming from you, it's genuine regardless. You know?
Right.
But the crabs in a barrel scenario tends to be really true. And you see it a lot. Like, I remember in San Bernardino, which is where I grew up, I would see it a lot where, you know, kids who are really smart would act like they're not that smart, or just wouldn't answer that much so they can mm-hmm. kind of fit in better. And it makes you wonder, like, why would you hinder yourself like that? You know, like, it's such an interesting thing. And I did the same thing. I was so bad at that because I was always good in school, but I would never, like, mm-hmm. like, speak up until I got a little older. And I got, like, I slowly kind of got braver as I got older. But those things have always, like, fascinated me. Like, I'd see it in other people, and I can see, like, the embarrassed kind of look on your face, you know? And I can see even the, you know, like, the awkward interaction that, like, the teacher looks at you like, are you going to, you know, and then you kind of turn your head, your eyes away from them, and they're like, okay, because they know you know the answer, but they're not going to make you answer. You know, I even would see that happening, and or I would do that too with my teachers. So that's what would always kind of capture my attention, you know? So, like, what we were talking about in another podcast was, like, it mm-hmm. comes from a place of, like, I've been there, but it fascinates me, you know, because people put themselves in these positions to be kind of less when they don't have to be, but they do it so that the others feel more comfortable, because when you decide you're going to be more, other people take that as, now in comparison, I'm even less. And so they need to take, like, corrective action. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And that is always something that I've found interesting. And out of that fear, like, you knowing that,
wouldn't you still do whatever it is that you got to do? Like, don't you want to be a sports like anchor? Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't you still fight for that even under the assumption that people may try to stop you?
Yeah.
But there's so many people that won't. There's so many people that just the idea of someone trying to stop you is enough to stop them. That blows my mind. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think that it also kind of, and it's a little bit different when you're growing up, because sometimes your friends are just who are like in your class or who you eat lunch with. So
right.
for some kids, there's not too many opportunities to make friends outside of like that yeah. general area, especially like when you're like, I went to a really small private school. And so through elementary, and I remember for my 13th birthday, we invited the entire middle school because that's how small it was. So all of us were friends, you know, because I think my graduating like eighth grade class only had like 14 kids. So everybody was friends, and we did a lot of things outside of school together. We did a lot of things in school together. All of us were on the sports teams because there's only like 12 of us. So like, you know, everybody, even if you weren't athletic, you just were on the team because right. that's what all of our friends were doing, type of a thing. And so, yeah, you know, like we just did it together because might as well, because all your friends are here, type right. thing. And so I think that sometimes when you're growing up, it is kind of hard. And then there's also like the friends that you have because your mom's are friends, so you guys are forced to hang out, so you guys kind of just deal with it, you know, because
yep.
they're hanging out, so like, oh, you guys play upstairs together, you yeah. know, like be friends. But when you're as you grow older, and like high school is when it can kind of like start, because there's like the high school that high I school went to was a lot like, bigger
yeah.
than my elementary school. So I was like, wow, there's a lot of people here. And there's different age levels and things like that.
Well, not just that, but kids get to the age where competition comes out and like aggression no, yeah. comes out.
But then know? Like in, and then if you choose to go to college or just go straight into the workforce or the military and things, you start to develop more of more say in who you surround yourself with
yeah.
and more say on who you choose to befriend and who you choose to like, people talk about like inner circles versus like acquaintances, like the people that yeah. you have close to you, because there's, you're able to
yeah, you know, a lot of people
meet
but,
more people and right. get a more broader, just space of opportunities to meet people, excuse me. And so I think it has to do with like who you choose to surround yourself with once you get to like a certain age, in a way.
Well, they say that you're the average of the five people you spend your most time with.
So no, true. And so like, I think that that's why, like with the whole like crabs in a barrel, especially when, cause that does happen. And sometimes it can be people like your family. It can be people who you've grown up with. It can be people who you spend a lot of time with, who you work with, who try to limit you or mm-hmm. say like, oh, you can do anything that you want, but you know, you're a girl. Or like, you know, sometimes for girls that happens, you know, like
oh,
there's not that many, you know, girls that do this, or why would you want to do that? Because, you know, we're from here and people around here, we don't do that type of a thing. There's a lot of different factors that sometimes people use as excuses. Or like how I said with like moving, why would you want to move there? That's so far away. You don't know anybody there. So they kind of throw these like curveballs at you.
More of the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast on the way. But for right now, we have to go to break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Now, once again, I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
So let's get straight into this, okay? We've got a few different methods, I guess we'd call them, on mm-hmm. how to stop these bad habits. What would be the first one for you? What's the biggest one for you?
I think the biggest thing besides the accountability, mm-hmm. is setting small goals so yeah. that you don't, so you can meet those goals and you don't just get discouraged.
Right. That's a big one for me. Like, not for me personally, but that's a big one that I tell my friends, because I, for those of you who don't know, I go to the gym maybe 5-6 days a week, and I've recently started training like 3 other people. And it's easy for them to be like, you know what, I'm so sore, because those first few times in the gym, you get really sore. Then your body gets used to it over time.
Right.
But, you know, we work out like 3-4 hard days, and then that fourth day, they're like, oh, dude, I don't even, you know, like, I'm mm-hmm. done. And I'm like, no, get in here. We'll do something. We'll do like a lighter day. But the thing is, mentally, get to the gym.
Right.
You know? But it's the thing about setting smaller goals. Now, when we say that, we don't mean don't aim high for a big goal.
Exactly.
You know, we're not saying, like, limit your goal. Keep it as high as it would normally be. But instead of saying, like, instead of thinking of it in terms of, in 10 years from now, I want 50 pounds of muscle on me, mm-hmm. make it smaller. In 2 months from now, I want to lift 5 more pounds. And then 2 months after that, right. 5 more pounds. And then slowly that adds up. But the thing is, those are more achievable. Because now you have a 10-year mark, and you have no way to gauge yourself in the middle, 5, 6, 7 years in. When really people get discouraged, like, 60 days in.
Exactly.
So if you set small goals
and you achieve them, it kind of like
it keeps you motivated.
It keeps you motivated.
It's
and
like
it boosts
fuel.
You because you're like, you're feeling like, okay, I'm doing this.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. I keep my goals really small. Like, for me, it's rep by rep. I'll be, you know, holding weight, doing whatever, kind of like a squat. Mm-hmm. And I just go, okay, that one, that was a little weird. Let me go lower. Okay, that one was good. And then I'll do it again. That one
right.
was good. Every little rep, keep yourself pushing, mm-hmm. you know?
And like, if your goal is just to get active, like more active,
right.
like you know that you are just like, you're not active at all and you just want to incorporate that, there's little things that you can do. Like, you don't necessarily have to
right. you don't
wake
need to
up
jump into
at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. And become a triathlete.
And like, yeah,
right.
you can just do simple things such as parking your car like farther away from
a
your job
store,
or like
right.
your grocery store, like the entrance to wherever it is that you're going. So you're walking a little bit farther.
Exactly.
Rather than parking straight in the front. I mean, if you have certain...
like a disability.
A disability, like, then you, of course, need to take care of yourself and make sure with everything, consult your doctor.
Right.
But if it's just a means of whether or not taking the elevator or the stairs, and you can take the stairs, then take the stairs.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not so much a big difference. Like, we won't try to lie to you saying, you know, walking the extra length of a parking lot is going to do very much. It's a mental game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting in shape and just working on your wellness overall, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual.
Right.
All of it is to some degree a mental game. You need to have the motivation to do it. And all this does is get you in the right headspace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just become conscientious of what you're doing. Let me take one less sip of this soda, one more sip of that water. Good. You just took, if
yeah,
even a tiny step, it's a step
yeah,
in the right direction.
Exactly. And that's like a little like personal goal.
Exactly.
Like a personal triumph is just little things like that. It doesn't have to be, because you don't want to set a goal that you're not, that's not realistic.
Exactly.
So if it's just simply, like, for instance, like how you were saying, drinking more water.
Right.
Then there's little tweaks that you can do that, and you can add to your day that make it a little bit more achievable.
Right,
so,
that make it more fun for you.
Yeah. And so one thing that is really popular right now are a lot of like these glass water bottles or like hydro flasks.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
those hydro
like
flasks
that.
Are cool.
Yeah, they're great. I have a few of them. But, you can get one of those bottles or like a reusable bottle. Mm-hmm. I suggest not plastic, but I mean, do whatever you need to do.
And not just that.
Anything is better.
Pauline was going to start her 30-day water challenge.
Oh, I am going to start a 30-day. So one way that you can start something like that and challenge yourself for to drink more water is buying a reusable water bottle. Mm-hmm. And if you don't drink a lot of water now, then you can just start with saying, okay, by the end of the day, I want to drink this entire bottle.
Right.
And you can do that for a few days, like a week or whatever, and then it'll get easier and easier, and then you can step up your goals and say, okay, I want to drink one
two
full bottle.
Right.
Yeah, by the end of the workday.
Exactly.
And then one when I get home.
And a lot of people, I feel like, people who tend to know and like have problems quitting things are the more like heady people that think a lot, like me. I'm one of those people.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So one thing that helps me is I just try to use a little logic. Like, you know how much money you save by buying water instead of soda? For $2,
true.
You can buy 2 liters of soda. For 35 cents, I can refill a gallon of water.
Yeah, and you can, a lot of places now, like, they have, like, water.
Like,
Like I know on campuses and things like that.
Like the water refill thing? The
water bottle refill station? Yeah, you can like those refill stations and things like that.
It's easier, you know, on your wallet. And it's easier too because it kind of takes the guesswork out of it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that like weird thing where you're like, do I want light soda, dark soda? Depending on what you're eating?
Always cherry Coke.
Oh, okay. I can't. But for me, water is simple. Like, never have I been a place that doesn't have water. It's
true.
You know, it's just easier that
Very
way.
Very true. And you can, like, if you go to Starbucks, they have, like, those
water cups?
Yeah, not water cups, though, but, like, they have, like, just, oh, my gosh, I can't think of it. Like, they have, like, water jugs outside, like, on their counters.
Oh.
So, like, you could actually go in. Like, you can ask them for a water cup, but if you have a refillable bottle, then you could just go in there and just fill it up. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I do it. I haven't been stopped yet.
I thought I saw your picture outside of Starbucks.
So, but, like, you can, because it's water, and especially during the summer, you're going to need to drink more water anyways.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, it's hot in a lot of these places. In Sacramento, it's so hot during the summer.
It drives me, it's hotter where I am. And it's crazy because
you can get heat stroke.
And not just that, but
get dehydrated.
But again, just the mental aspect of it. People, you know, if you take anything from this podcast, listen to this. What you eat and what you drink does affect your thought process. Mm-hmm. If you're eating sugary foods and fatty foods, you feel lazy because your body has to work harder to break it down. Mm-hmm. Then you're feeling less active. And that kind of takes a toll on your motivation mentally. Because if your body's not up to the task, mentally you're like, nah, I'm not feeling like it.
Right.
If you're drinking water, eating just a little bit healthier, a little bit leaner, a little bit better proportion, then you'll feel that extra energy. And that might just be the tiny little spark to kickstart you the, hey, you know what? Let's go for a walk. You want to go for a walk?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's... It can be such a slippery little slope. So just start. Just start drinking a little bit of water.
Yeah, and even if it's just one little thing that you're changing, you don't have to change everything like full throttle right now. Scare yourself.
Exactly. That's the thing is one thing leads to another thing. Mm-hmm. That's the secret. So just try one thing. If you finish this podcast and you're thirsty, just drink some water instead of soda. That's it.
I need some water now. My mouth is getting dry.
Go get some. Start the 30-day water challenge.
My mouth is... But I think it's also because I had coffee this morning and I haven't had water at all today, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. It's actually kind of bad. It's been like a couple of hours.
Well,
I need to get a refillable water bottle.
Yeah, after this, we'll go get some water.
I need a hydro flask. I love hydro flasks. Hydro flasks are nice because then they stay cold.
I've seen that, but they're expensive.
They are, but honestly, it's worth it. I have three different bottle sizes. Uh-huh. So I have like one that's like, I think like 16 ounce.
Jeez, Bill Gates.
24, and then like whatever. But the thing is that they really are worth it. And
they are. I know. My ex-girlfriend had one, and mm-hmm. she'd put like water and ice in her little hydro flask. She had the really big one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It would still have ice in it like the next morning.
Then it does. Yeah. It really does. Because I do that when I go to like concerts or... I went to the zoo. I always talk about the zoo. I love the zoo. But when I was at the San Diego Zoo, I purposely filled up a hydro flask and left it in the car and then took one with me while I was like doing my thing throughout the day. And when at the end of the day, of course, you're always like really thirsty. But it was like so cold. It was great. And like the ice cubes are like still solid. Like it's really good. They're worth it.
Let's throw this out there really quick. I like the idea of this. I just thought of it. Okay.
What? I'm scared.
No, it's nothing. State again your Instagram handle.
Oh, my Instagram handle is at @HeyMissParker_.
Just @HeyMissParker and then the underscore symbol. Mm-hmm. Mine is all just my name. There's no caps, no spaces or symbols. It's just MarianoAlvarez92. If you need motivation, message either one of us.
Message us.
Trust me. We've been doing this for a while, especially meal prep. It can get boring, but you learn over time different little recipes, different things you can do, different motivational tips, music, friends, you know.
And it's all about helping each other.
Exactly.
If people are trying to do the right thing and especially improve themselves, it's okay to ask.
Right. So
there's no problem
definitely
with that.
If you're feeling a little, you know, lacking in motivation, if you want tips, if you want recipes, if you want workouts, message either one of us. We'll get you right.
Yeah.
Again, we are not doctors. We just need to state this, you know, for legal purposes.
Yeah,
but we've been doing this for a while. Exactly.
We'll encourage you.
Exactly.
We're coming up on a break, but you should stick around because there's more of the Best of the Health and Wellness podcast coming up.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back.
We're back.
Now, another important topic that it's something that's really hard to kind of identify with because it's something that we on purpose don't allow ourselves to look at, if that makes sense. And what I mean is there are a lot of things that we do on purpose to cover up an insecurity that we think we have. And understand that it's your ego's job. That's the whole purpose of it, is to keep you happy with yourself. And we wanted to bring up self-image.
Yes, which is really... it can be a touchy subject mm-hmm. sometimes, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. I think that self-image can, if you have a great self-image and you have a good self-image, that's great because it can alter, will alter how you act regardless whether you have a good self-image or a bad self-image, whether we like to admit it or not.
Right.
And so, and especially in today's society where it's always thrown in our face, like certain body types and mm-hmm. certain body things that are considered more beautiful than
considered
others.
Considered ideal, exactly.
Exactly. And a lot of times the ideal look, whatever that is not necessarily realistic.
Right. Or what even these people actually look like.
Yeah, that's true too.
Can I just say... my way to put it, it's not necessarily good or bad self-image. It's just accurate or inaccurate. Because the way I read it was when you – a self-image is almost like a big lump sum of everything you take in and how you perceive that to equal where you stand socially. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is, you know, do people give you more attention than they give someone else? Does that mean that you're high value? Do you get dumb likes on Instagram or do you get like four like me and you put together? Or, you know, do you have good music taste? Do you dress well? Do people respond well to you? You know, as a guy, like when you approach a girl, how does she respond to you? There's all these different kind of factors that you take in all this information. And then based on that, you kind of decide. It's like evaluating your GPA in school. You kind of mm-hmm. decide like, okay, I must be about here. And that's kind of what self-image is. But the thing is, though, people tend to over-identify with self-image, and that's what can hurt you.
Right.
Because everybody has everything in them. So would you consider yourself lazy?
Myself?
Yeah.
I do consider myself lazy. No. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Well,
I do.
But here's the thing.
I do.
I don't, though. But the thing mm-hmm. is, I do have lazy moments, but that doesn't mean that I'm a lazy person.
Okay. You know? Well, I'm a very productive lazy person.
But then you're not
lazy. I cut corners. I'm a corner cutter.
Oh, you corner cutting freaking...
It does. It takes me a half an hour to get to work, so I wake up an hour and a half before I have to be at work, and I give myself about an hour to get ready, and then I leave.
Is that late? Because, so, I mean, I... It takes
but then I complain all day that I don't look cute all day, and I'm like, well, if you weren't so lazy...
Exactly.
But then that's the thing, too. I'm pretty... I like to consider myself, you know, confident when it comes to how I look, so I don't mind... the fact that not every day that I'm getting ready. And I guess that kind of does have to do with self-image. It has to do with the fact that...
But I bet that has to do with the fact that guys like you, right? Like, but what I mean is, if you're confident about the way you look, it's because no one's told you, or at least not many people have told you bad things about how you
right.
look. You see, I'm just trying to describe how it's kind of put on you,
mm-hmm.
you know? Or even...
But I think I... And this kind of goes like, my... tip with self-image is mm-hmm. that I've already resolved it within myself that I'm not going to look like people that we see on TV and people that like are in magazines. Like, I'm just not. And
why not?
Well, because I'm not thin. I think I'm tall. I mean, I'm 5'9", so I guess that's pretty tall. But
You're not thin. What are you talking about?
But see, that's the thing. To me, I don't think that I'm fat. So, like, I'm okay with that. But then there are people that would look at me and say, like, oh, she doesn't look like this person on TV. So she must be, like, sad and overweight and all of that. Which, I mean, so with me with that is that once you resolve it in yourself that one, especially when it comes to women and like things that we see.
Yeah.
One, once we understand that a lot of people, even if they look like they don't, have fake hair, you know, they have extensions or whatever. So there's a, I have a lot of friends and I do this too. Even still now, I wish that my hair was longer. And so a lot of us are like, oh, why can't my hair be long? Like so-and-so's, not realizing that, you know, that's part of their makeup and costume for reality TV or for a photo shoot, you know.
And they it goes farther than that, professional hair. Lighting.
Exactly. You know, and so, and even on like social media platforms and things, there's a lot of people that Photoshop those images before it's even posted on Instagram. So they may caption it and it's like, oh, caught off guard, or oh, this is a candid shot plus 14 filters, lighting, and you know,
totally caught off guard.
Exactly. And so, which is fine. Like, that's totally fine too. I'm not knocking that either.
Right.
But it's when, because before, when I would try to compare myself to people like that, I noticed that I had a really bad self-image. I had bad self-esteem because I'm like trying to compare myself to, you know, these images. And that's fine too. It's not, there's nothing wrong with aspiring to better yourself.
Right.
And aspiring, like, you know, for instance, like I just said, I wish that my hair was longer. So I'm taking my vitamins. I'm being more diligent about it. And eventually it'll happen, you know, and that's fine. But in the time being, I'm enjoying the length that my hair is. I'm enjoying, you know, right now that you don't have to compare yourself constantly to where you're putting yourself down. It can be something like a goal to aspire to be. Like, if you aspire to be strong and healthy, then that's okay too.
I think I have the perfect metaphor for that.
Mm-hmm.
They call that loving the process.
Yeah.
Not the goal. Because the goal focuses on what you don't have yet. The process focuses on what you have been gaining on your way there.
Exactly. And it can be discouraging if you're only looking at what you, like, how far you need to go
exactly, as opposed to how far you've come.
You know, and
I totally agree.
And it's better to have more realistic goals and personal goals for your self-image. Like, one of my goals was to just accept myself how I am.
What are your goals?
So my goals are, okay, so physically, is I do want to get stronger. I just finished up recovering from foot surgery, so I wasn't able to walk these last 8 months. And so during that time, I couldn't get mad at myself. I did eat healthier because I was cognizant of the fact that, you know, I'm not able to even walk. So, you know, I wasn't able to move at all really for these last 8 months. And then so I watched what I ate. And so now that I'm past that part, I'm trying to add in a little bit more walking in, being more active. So that's one of my goals, is just to be more active than what I have been these last few months.
You want to know what one of my goals is that will tie into what we were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
One of my goals is, if we're talking about what you want to become, I just want to become as authentic as possible.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, it's hard. I mean, it's getting easier, but it's hard these days still, you know, to, you want to kind of blend in a little bit, and you, you want to be seen a certain way. You want to be cool. You know, like, I want to be more muscular. I have goals too. That's why I go to the gym, and that's why I do these things. But my biggest sticking point for people is, how true are you to you? Because if we're talking about making yourself better, there will never be a better you than you.
Right.
So if you can just become, you know, as genuine as you can and really just love what you love, then you're irreplaceable.
And enjoying it, because it
shouldn't
ever
consume
you. Yeah. To where you're so obsessed with the fact of what you're not that you forget how great that you are.
That's
what
I mean. Yeah.
And a lot of, I think a lot of times we are really critical of ourselves. And then when you talk to somebody else,
they're like, what? I don't even notice what you're talking
about. Exactly. Yeah. You know, and it's not that big of a deal. To others, it really isn't.
Right.
And it's mostly, especially nowadays, it's really rare that you find somebody that's just a loyal person, or just a good friend and a good person and a genuine person. And I think that's more.
But to me, genuine is that key factor there, because if you're not genuine, how can you be loyal?
Right.
And it's interesting to me, you know, it's, I'm not talking in terms of like creating a self-image of I am myself. I'm talking about getting rid of the self-image. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you know, just deciding of the fact that maybe this is where I want to be. That's fine. But right. behind what I think and behind based on whatever information I've gathered, this is where I am, you know, and mm-hmm. that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with that. This is who you are. You have to love that and appreciate that.
Right.
Whenever I'm feeling mad at myself or down on myself, I do this. I think of whatever stupid little situations I've gotten myself into or that have happened to me that weren't necessarily my fault. And I think, hey, but I'm alive and I'm healthy. That means that right. that means that of everything that's come my way, I've successfully handled it. Mm-hmm. I'm alive. Mm-hmm. I'm here, you know? And I think that, sure, maybe I, you know, everybody wishes they could have done certain things better. But you know what? I'm actually pretty okay with where I am right now.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with how I got here, you know? And I'm okay with doing what I need to do to continue to be here.
To continue.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And every day, I know it's really cliche, but you have to take every day at a time. You can't be too stressed out of what's to come because mm-hmm. it may not even come tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree to that. And I don't think it's cliche. I think that the reason why things become cliches is because they're true. Mm-hmm. The reason people say things all the time is because they're true.
It is true.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's why a cliche is a cliche.
Yeah.
I'm going to create a new cliche about cliches.
This has been the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast Best Of episode. If you like what you heard, check us out on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, and our website, goldenstatemediaconcepts.com. Thank you, and have a good night.